Eagles bowl over the Bays, taking Spearing out of the game, and saying goodbye to a few good men. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. It's called the Weather Bowl whenever Engadine and Brimley get together on the gridiron, because it's usually played in some of the worst weather of the season, usually in the 8th or the 9th week. But the Weather Bowl was an opening night matchup this year in Engadine, where the Eagles continued their winning ways against the Bays in a 58-26 non-conference 8-player football win. Junior quarterback Trevor Brawley passed for 221 yards to lead the offense, and after the game, he and teammate Hunter Collins spoke about winning on their home field to MHSAA network affiliate Radio Eagle in Newberry.
It felt amazing. This is our home turf. Last year, we went undefeated at home. We want to keep this season going.
The crowd was ecstatic. I love the crowd here. You always get good support here at Engadine.
Absolutely unbelievable. It felt fantastic to bring this home for my team.
Engadine opens Western UP 8-man conference play this week against Powers North Central. And now let's give out some this week game balls. Kamei Nugwili, Utica's senior running back, rushed for 392 yards on 27 carries and scored 6 touchdowns, leading the Chieftains to a 41-31 win over Fraser in a Macomb Area Conference crossover victory. 5 of those scores came in the first half. Don Watala, our old friend in Traverse City, began his 50th year of broadcasting high school football games last week. After years of owning his own station in the area, he's now the play-by-play voice of Traverse City St. Francis on WLJN. And to the good folks in Mount Pleasant, a game ball for the great community effort to improve Community Memorial Stadium. Originally built as a citywide project 50 years ago to become the home for the Mount Pleasant High and Sacred Heart Academy football teams, the improvements included a field turf installation and a beautiful Pillars of the Community entrance. You can read all about the effort in Jeff Kimmerly's second half piece on the MHSAA website this week. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
One of the new changes to the high school football rules for this year is an expanded definition of spearing an opponent with a helmet. With all the attention on player safety and reducing the head-to-head collisions between players, this new definition of illegal helmet contact will better help officials, coaches, players, and fans realize what is illegal and what must be penalized by rule. Simply put, a spearing foul has taken place when a player hits an opponent with the crown or top portion of his helmet as that first point of contact. These fouls where contact has been initiated by a player first with the crown of the helmet must be called and enforced consistently throughout the season.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. As I walked along the fence line at a football game at my local school last week, there was a noticeable gap where Al Inkela, who coached Okemos to 4 straight Lower Peninsula girls tennis titles, usually watched. Inkela, who was a 5-sport, that's right, 5-sport standout at Wakefield High School in the Western Upper Peninsula back in the 60s, was one of 3 notable teacher coaches who passed from this life over the summer. Shortly after Inkela's passing, word came from Cadillac that Jeff McDonald, who had won over 300 games in 20 years of coaching basketball and 30 years of teaching, had lost his battle with pancreatic cancer. And it wasn't but a week after that that we learned that former Fremont track and cross country coach Rich Tompkins had died of a heart attack. After leading his teams to 6 MHSAA cross country titles and retiring from coaching, Rich headed up the Michigan High School Coaches Association. What was impressive about all of these gentlemen was that they not only won titles, but that they won the hearts and the minds of those around them, teaching young people. Because that's what coaches, especially school sports coaches, are. Teachers. Builders. People laying a foundation for life for the kids. And that's what Al Inkela, Jeff McDonald, and Rich Tompkins did so very well, and they'll be missed. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.